Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mickey Morandini. Batting second. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Marsh. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tony Longmire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Stocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim DeShays. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim DeShays. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ozzie Timmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Kamak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bullinger. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Bullinger. And now, play ball. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morandini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Marsh is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Longmire. McRae reaches second base with a double. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dunston hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Webster scoops up the ball and tags Dunston for the out. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grace hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Webster for a passed ball. Grace moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sosa strikes out. Two outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zeile hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Timmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Longmire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Longmire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Joe Kamak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kamak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morandini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bullinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bullinger takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bullinger moves to second. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Bullinger moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grace hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Grace reaches second base with a double. Bullinger scores. Dunston goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Cubs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Quantrill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quantrill strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morandini is 0-for-1 in the game. Morandini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zeile hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Timmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Timmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Timmons. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Timmons steals second. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kamak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kamak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Marsh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Longmire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Longmire is 0-for-1 in the game. Longmire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bullinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bullinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bullinger strikes out. 1 out. Brian McCray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quantrill fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Marsh. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Grace is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Stocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster moves to second. Mark Whiten pinch hits for Paul Quantrill. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morandini is 0-for-2 in the game. Morandini hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Williams now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Marsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zeil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zeil takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Timmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Timmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tom Marsh is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Marsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Longmire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Longmire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Longmire strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Marsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kamak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kamak takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bullinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bullinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bullinger bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Kamak moves to second. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webster for the out. Two outs. Kevin Stocker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stocker takes first base on ball 4. Andy Van Slyke pinch hits for Mike Williams. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Mims now pitching. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Longmire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0-for-3 in the game. Sosa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zeile is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Todd Haney now playing second base. Jose Hernandez now playing shortstop. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morandini is 0-for-3 in the game. Morandini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bullinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Marsh is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Timmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Timmons hits a fly ball into left field. Longmire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kamak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kamak takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bullinger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bullinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bullinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Longmire. Bullinger reaches second base with a double. Kamak moves to third. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kamak scores. Bullinger moves to third. It's 8-0, Cubs. Todd Haney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jeffries scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Scott Bullitt now playing left field. Tony Longmire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Longmire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Longmire hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.